here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of a Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, today it's going to be the views of William Grigg. William, are you there? All right, well, you might try that 642 rather than 692 if we didn't get him. Under any circumstances, we hope we'll have William Grigg with us, because he certainly is one of the most intriguing guests that we have all week long. We always enjoy having him. But we could talk about, we could even talk about what's happening economically. And I don't know how many of you have been watching gold and silver, but gold was up to, $7.44. Actually, I saw where someplace in the world it closed at $7.50 today for the first time in years. So gold is going up, and the question is, why is gold going up? Silver was up 25 cents to almost $13.75. And these are reflections of something big is going on behind the scenes. It's the old adage of the canary and the mine shaft, and you take the canary down to make sure the air is good, and when the canary falls over dead, why, you better get out of the mine shaft. And the same thing is true with gold and silver. I mean, why are they rising so strongly? Well, part of it may very well be that the dollar is falling. But increasingly, countries throughout the world are beginning to look towards gold, and we know that Russia has been putting in a supply of gold. We know that China and their government and their people have been buying gold. We know that the Indian people are buying gold. We know that the Arabs are buying gold. And what this reflects is that the countries of the world are beginning to lose confidence in the American dollar, as well they should. After all, it's fallen from somewhere between 120 to 130 to on the basket of currencies, down to where it is, a little over 78. So that means it's lost almost 40% of the value in the last about 3 years. And that's a dramatic fall for a currency, and I fear this is really just the beginning of the collapse in the American dollar. And it could certainly go down to 50 cents in comparison to the others right now, of course. And the euro is doing very strong, and other countries are looking to the euro, and some are still looking to the yen, and some are even looking to the ruble as being stable. And actually, I will tell you that the Russians have a lot more in reserves. They have about $430 or $400 billion in reserves. America doesn't have any money in reserves. We're having to borrow money every single day simply to pay our debts in the neighborhood of $3 or $3.5 billion, and you can't keep doing that. You can't keep spending more than you're taking in, or else America, as with every other great empire that's ever gone from war to war to war to war, America will be destroyed. Never forget those words of Cicero, who said, you know, the budget should be balanced, the foreign adventures should be limited, the arrogance of bureaucrats should be tempered, and foreign aid should be eliminated, else Rome will go bankrupt. And they didn't want to hear that message from Cicero, but of course he put it out anyway, and eventually they poisoned and killed him shortly before Rome went bankrupt. And the Roman Republic ended, and they established a dictatorship. And what's been a land of free men? And I really feel very much that this is the way America's headed today. And when we go to war with Iran, if there is retaliation here, or if there is disruption of our society for one reason to another, or if there's civil unrest because people increasingly are out of jobs. And I was just reading some real statistics today, not the official bogus one put out by the government, but we're talking something in the neighborhood of 12% unemployment. And an M3 about 14%, and a true inflation rate of 6 or 7%.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowegisacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowegi under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the Sacrowegi at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowegi.com. sacrowegi.com. That's sacrowegi.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses a time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-894-3418. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Call 1-800-894-3418. That's 1-800-894-3418.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and of course our guest is William Grigg, and William Grigg, senior editor of the New American Magazine until recently, and certainly one of our favorite guests here at Radio Liberty. You'll hear him on other programs here on Genesis as well. He's a book writer. He has a regular blog up on the Internet. You certainly want to go to his Internet site. In fact, as I actually have, I have those favorite sites, and we have William Grigg's name down there, and we try to go there at least every day, if not every other day, to see what William's ideas are and what is really happening. So with that as the background, how are you today? And thanks so much for being with us again.
Dr. Stan, thanks so much for having me.
Now remember, this is a different audience, so if you'd like to repeat part of what you said last night, fine. If you have something else you'd like to talk about, go for it.
Well, you and I are both easily provoked, and there's certainly a wide smorgasbord of provocations that we could discuss. We should perhaps talk a little bit about what we had discussed last night, which is the new hate crimes measure that was attached to the military spending bill. But as perhaps sort of a preface to that, it might be a good idea to talk about a story that was in the Associated Press today that impinges on part of a discussion last night, which is how the Clintons and the Bushes seem to be poised to be trading off here. We almost have a sort of dialectical, dynastic do-say-do going on between the Bushes and the Clintons. And there is a piece today by a writer named, I believe it's Nancy Benach, entitled Bush Clinton, Bush Clinton, and it points out that 40% of Americans have never lived when there wasn't a Bush or a Clinton in the White House. Think of that for a second. I mean, obviously, George H.W. Bush, Bush the Elder, was Ronald Reagan's vice president for 8 years, and then president for four more. So that was 12 years where he had a George H.W. Bush presidency or vice presidency, followed by 8 years of Bill Clinton, and now 8 years, almost, of George Bush the Younger. And George Bush the Younger, just a couple of days ago, according to a front-page story in the Washington Examiner, has all but anointed Hillary Clinton as the Democratic nominee and his presumptive successor. You have here a possibility of a pretty much uninterrupted period of, what would that be, 12 years plus 8 years, 28, 32 years, or perhaps even 36 years of continuity between Bushes and Clintons, either as presidents or vice presidents. It's really quite an unprecedented thing. There's a quote in this piece by a political historian from Princeton University by the name of Julian Zelizer, who's 37 years old. He points out that we now have a younger generation and middle-aged generation who are going to think about national politics through the Bush-Clinton prism. It's not just that we've heard their names a lot, but we've had a lot of problems with their names. And then later on, the writer points out that we have 303 million people in this country, according to our latest census. Does a nation of 303 million people really have only two families qualified to run the show? This is a really good illustration of something I know you've written about a great deal, which has to do with the nature of the political power elite that rules us. And you've written about Carroll Quigley and his monumental book, Against All Hope. Carroll Quigley, having been a Georgetown University history professor, political scientist, who was the mentor of Bill Clinton, somebody who had taught Bill Clinton and people of his generation the idea that they are sort of a platonic elite, that history had anointed them to be the presiding class over the rest of us. And in his book, Tragedy and Hope, Mr. Quigley pointed out his concept, or articulated his concept, that it's best that the two parties, meaning the Republican and Democrat parties, which are really not so much two parties as two retail outlets for the same wholesale political elite, if you will, how they should be so nearly alike as to be almost identical. In that way, the voters could throw the bums out at regular intervals every 4 years if necessary, and they would be replaced by the other party, which would continue with almost an unbroken stride, pretty much the same set of policies. And that's the position we're in right now, where you have a bipartisan foreign policy elite. Both the Democrats and the Republicans embrace the notion that the United Nations and other multilateral institutions that are appendages of that system should define more or less our foreign policy, our priorities and policies with respect to foreign aid, and also that we should remain entangled in terms of foreign aid and military adventurism in Iraq. Both parties, the leadership of both parties, favor the idea of confronting Iran. We had a measure passed the Senate with bipartisan support just a couple of days ago that is in everything but name a precursor to an actual attack on Iran. The Democrats took over the Congress last year basically on the strength of revulsion against the Bush administration's war in Iraq, and yet we have a further entrenchment of the war in Iraq, the so-called surge, which resulted in something on the order of 30,000 additional troops being sent into Iraq, happened because it was facilitated by the Democratic Party. And now it's pretty clear on the basis of what the leading contenders for the Democratic nomination, Hillary Clinton being the presumptive frontrunner, what they have said, that they can't envision getting out of Iraq anytime in the next 10 years or so. And that's a pretty good illustration of what Carroll Quigley was talking about, this unbroken continuity in terms of policies and priorities. And I think the best way to illustrate that is the fact that if Hillary Clinton, and may God forgive that, God forgive us, and may God forbid that it be so, if Hillary Clinton wins next year, you would have at least 32 years, 36 years, just a second, 18, once again, do the math.
We've had right now 27 years, 28 years next year.
So they have at least 32 years of either a Bush or a Clinton, either as president or vice president. And if you want, once again, if you want to see an illustration of what Carroll Quigley was talking about and a validation of his thesis, there it is. In this country, 303 million people that would come down to either a Bush or a Clinton as the person who would be the head of the executive branch, or at least one step away from the head of the executive branch.
And of course, but the thing is, of course, the person who wins the election next time around will have been picked by what Professor Quigley referred to as the Anglo-American establishment.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
And the point he really makes is that, you know, there are a lot of foolish people out there in America and throughout the world who honestly believe that the enemy was communism.
Mm-hmm.
For many years, they believed that communism was a threat to the West, without ever understanding that we had financed, the West had financed communism since its inception, so you could have an enemy, so you could rally the people behind the government, and of course the people then would give in to any excesses of the government because the government was going to protect us from the wicked Joseph Stalin or Lenin or Khrushchev or whoever he was. And he was the enemy, but nobody ever bothered to find out that from the very inception of communism, it never worked. It never would have survived without constant infusions of money and technology from the West and a very close working relationship between the leaders of the brutal communist countries and the leaders of the Anglo-American establishment. And one only has to go back to the Harold Pratt House at 58 East 68th Street in New York City, where I've been on a number of occasions, and you look down the list of the speakers there, and every communist leader of literally every communist country in the world has been there to speak to their comrades at the Council on Foreign Relations. So till people understand who the enemy really is, because they pick the president.
Yeah, they do.
And whether or not it's, whether the president would be Hillary or Obama or Edwards or somebody on the Republican side, they will all be subservient to this power elite and dedicated to globalism and the destruction of the freedom of the American people.
Well, one thing we should point out as well is that the synthetic enthusiasm, Fred Thompson as a Republican presidential candidate, probably has a lot to do with the fact that Mr. Thompson is a member of that club. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and somebody who had spent a brief time as a senator from Tennessee and then became a lobbyist. He was a lobbyist before becoming a senator. He's somebody who's very much hardwired into that stratum, that power elite that you refer to as the Anglo-American establishment, and he's a member of its boutique club, the Council on Foreign Relations, and that's pretty much the only thing he has to commend him. He's somebody whose charisma can be measured in negative integers. He looks like a subdued basset hound who's headed for the pound to be put down as a senile old canine. He's somebody who really says nothing, and he says it poorly, and you have this manufactured bandwagon effect for Fred Thompson, as if he were going to be something of significance to the Republican voters, and the only people who really are his constituency are in the media and in the power elite. And now we're talking about Newt Gingrich entering the race. Newt Gingrich is another really good example of somebody who has no constituency outside of the corridors of power. He's an extremely abrasive individual. He's a liberal who's never been a plausible conservative. He's a humanist and a futurist in his outlook. He's also a serial adulterer who's got a really atrocious personal record of abusing women to whom he's been married in terms of having extramarital affairs. He brought his first wife divorce papers while she was in the hospital recovering from cancer surgery, and yet this guy is about to descend on the field and offer himself as a gift to the Republic as a presidential candidate. He's a member of the Council on Foreign Relations and has been for quite a while. And so you have, once again, the same little incestuous clique that's defining presidential politics, and most people tend to be fixated on presidential politics in a way that's very unhealthy. There is something very good and refreshing and different in the presidential field right now, and that's, of course, the candidacy of Ron Paul, who comes out of the House of Representatives. And the House of Representatives, of course, is the most important of the branches of the federal government. That's where revenue bills start. That's where the federal government has to appropriate funds. And everything the federal government does that can have a direct impact on our lives has to go through the House of Representatives. And Ron Paul, unlike everybody else in the field, actually takes the Constitution seriously, which is why he is laughed to scorn by the custodians of polite opinion and not really being given much of a shake by the people who run the media. But he's a hugely popular candidate, and his appeal cuts across conventional partisan categories precisely because he speaks about freedom, and he has a record to back up what he talks about. He's somebody who obviously is willing to lose on principle rather than compromise in order to win. And the most impressive thing to me about Ron Paul is the fact that he always goes out of his way to say it's not about him, it's about freedom.
Yeah, that, and of course, he opposes the war with Iraq.
Yes,
and
with every particle of his being.
With Iran, and everybody else wants to get us into a war with the Muslim world, and nobody knows how it's going to end. We're going to be back in just a moment with William Grigg.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Back again. What would happen if they were able to get a few of their planes through and do some serious damage to Israel, or their boats were maybe able to take out one of our carriers, or we would lose a 1,000 men in the green zone. They would do something there. They might even have some terrorists here in the United States. They might even have an Iranian tanker going along one of our coasts and lob some sort of missiles in against us. I mean, you know, most people, when they go to war, they never stop and think that they might end up getting attacked, that our cities might be in rubble. And I saw the cities of Europe after the Second World War. Believe me, it was not a pretty thing to behold. So I would point out to people that, you know, there's only one worse thing than a war, and that's the possibility that we might lose a war. And I fear that, of course, we'd go to war with Iran. We could end up with a war with the entire Islamic world, antagonizing everybody. And who knows what would happen if Russia or China or some of the other countries over there, you know, were to get involved or be overthrown by militant factions that would come to hate America. I don't think we're doing anything to get other nations to like us or to love us. And I don't necessarily believe that this in any way could be considered a just war. You go right ahead there.
I'm really glad that you put the issue in those terms, because you're talking about what's strategically right, strategically wrong, and morally right and wrong. And those two things, of course, have to work in tandem. It's not enough that we do something that may be viscerally satisfying as a matter of national policy. It should be strategically sound. And as a country rooted in Christian tradition, it has to be morally right. And that which is strategically sound is almost always morally right, because if we define our interests correctly according to our Constitution and the best elements of our tradition, our strategy will reflect that. What we're doing in Iraq right now, and by we I'm referring, of course, to our government, it's not something necessarily that reflects the views of all or even most of the American public. But what the government that rules us is doing in Iraq right now is both strategically foolish and morally indefensible. And it's not working. We're losing the war in Iraq. The United States, the country, is losing a war that our government started, because the objective was never defined in ways that were honest and forthright. And you really can't win if you don't know what your objective is. The reason, the rationale for going to war has evolved and changed and mutated and morphed. It has never been consistent. We were never told that the objective of this war was to create a democracy when everybody was being whipped into a fine froth back in the late 2002, early 2003. People were being told that in the aftermath of that shattering attack of September 11th of 2001 that we had to intervene so that we wouldn't confront a nuclear-armed insurgent threat from Saddam Hussein, which of course was nonsense on stilts. Everybody who was responsible knew that Saddam Hussein was not a threat to our country, never had been, never would be. He presided over a fourth-rate military. His country, while regionally significant, had no air force, had no navy. It was boxed in. Saddam Hussein was not the master of his entire territory. His writ did not run over parts of his territory that were being overflown every single day by U.S. and British warplanes. Saddam Hussein's government, appalling as it was, abhorrent as it was being propped up by this murderous embargo that was slapped on after the end of the 1991 Gulf War. That made Saddam Hussein more powerful, because once you have an embargo, the central government, of course, becomes sort of the distributor of scarcity, if you will. People become dependent on the government in circumstances of that sort. So for roughly 10 years or so, Saddam was being propped up by an embargo that was killing hundreds of thousands of Iraqis. Not only did his military suffer a crushing defeat in 1991, but that country was being bombed regularly, practically every month, if not every week, once again by U.S. and American warplanes, in addition to the embargo. He did not have the means to deliver a weapon of mass destruction, had he been foolish enough to do so, and transcripts and audio recordings of the meetings of Saddam's inner circle from 1993-1994 confirmed that Saddam Hussein was not interested in provoking the United States by possessing so-called weapons of mass destruction, specifically nukes or other things that could be put in the hands of terrorists. That was the scenario that we're always told. Oh, well, he could put these things in the hands of terrorists and use them as a surrogate to attack our country. Well, no, he couldn't, because he knew that if he did that, he would be the suspect of first resort, and he would lose his regime, which is not really something he wanted to do. So he was never a threat to us to begin with. And beyond that, it's pretty clear that at the time,
we're gonna have to interrupt you there. We'll be back in just a moment with William Grigg right here at Jenison.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
Get the Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. I'm the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer for a fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues. It means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871, the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. But before we go on, I'd like William to tell you how to get to his blog site. And William, when will that book be available, the new book you've written?
The cover art is in the hands of the printer, and it should go to press either today or tomorrow, and by next week, my new book, which is entitled Liberty and Eclipse, The Rise, or forgive me, Liberty Eclipse, The War on Terror and the Rise of the Homeland Security State, should be available. And as soon as it is, Dr. Stan, I'll let you know so that we can get those into the hands of your listeners that be interested in seeing the book. My blog is entitled Pro Libertate. It's a Latin phrase that means for freedom. And the best and easiest way to access that is to go through the web portal of the Right Source, which is www.rightsourceonline.com. That's one word, rightsourceonline.com. Scroll down the screen, look at the left-hand side of your screen. My photograph will appear about a third of the way down. And there are two hot links right next to my photograph, and the one furthest to the right will take you to my blog. It's updated between 4 and 6 times a week. What I try to do with the blog, as opposed to keeping a web diary of the sort that a lot of people will maintain, is to use it as a daily or almost daily work in either op-ed writing or even some forms of investigative journalism within the constraints of the art form. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of things that I can't do on a daily or almost daily schedule, a production schedule. There are some stories that I work on for a little bit longer that require a little bit more labor-intensive approach where I'm actually contacting people and doing journalism in the first instance, but it's usually in an op-ed format rather than simply an assortment of random reflections on the passing scene. And we're also trying to revive, at the right source, Media Enterprises, the Pro Libertate e-zine, which would be a monthly journal devoted to investigative reporting. We have three installments of that magazine available, the e-journal, for free, at the Right Source website, and that's the other link, which is right next to my photograph. That's the one closest to my photograph. The one furthest to the right once again takes you to the daily blog.
Well, let me recommend that to you, and put it on your favorite sites, and just check it every day, because there's always something happening there, and updates on many of the leading articles that you want to be right on top of.
Well, thank
you. Let's go ahead with what we were saying.
Well, I was mentioning that just before the war broke out, and this is something that was reported at the time, although pretty much buried, Saddam Hussein had actually offered to abdicate. He had made arrangements with the Arab League, which was working as an intermediary, to leave Iraq. He wanted to take with him a rather large sum of money and also his two sons, who were pretty loathsome. I mean, what are you expecting here? I mean, Saddam Hussein was a dictator, and more importantly, he was a subcontractor for the American government, the Anglo-American elite. He was on the payroll of Washington for 20 or 30 years before he became enemy number one. He was receiving also material aid from Moscow. So he was playing both sides of the street. He was a pretty loathsome character. His sons were very much his sons in that respect. He had offered to abdicate and more or less turn over the management of the government of Iraq to the Arab League, where they would hold elections and provide for a successor regime. That offer was turned down by the Bush administration. And we have confirmation just this week in the form of a transcribed and translated record of a conversation between President Bush and the then Prime Minister of Spain back in 2003, talking about the fact that Saddam Hussein had offered to abdicate. The version that we read that transcript says that Mr. Hussein wanted something on the order of $1 billion, and also he wanted to maintain possession of the secrets of his weapons program. I don't know whether or not those details are accurate, but what I do see here is that there was the beginnings of a deal here. If they wanted to avert a war, they had the means of averting the war. Saddam would have been gone. You may remember, I'm sure you remember, Dr. Stan, that Mr. Bush, on the eve of the March overture of the shock and awe attack, Mr. Bush gave this dramatic speech in which he said, Saddam Hussein, your time is up, you have to get out of town. He had offered to get out of town. They wouldn't let him get out of town. They weren't going to allow Saddam Hussein to do anything that would avert the war that they had planned so diligently. If you take a look at the escalating demands that were being made of Saddam Hussein, it's clear that the Anglo-American elite, the United States and Great Britain, who were the two powers that brought about the attack and the occupation of Iraq, they would not permit Saddam Hussein any way of satisfying their demands. It's the same thing that happened, by the way, in the build-up to the 1999 bombing of Serbia, which was another really interesting case where somebody who had been useful to the power elite, Mr. Milosevic, became demonized as the heir to Hitler, and his country underwent 78 days of bombing, which is a horrible, completely unjustified attack on a country that, incidentally, was fighting a terrorist insurgency that was allied with Osama bin Laden. The thing I find interesting about that is that at Rambouillet, France, just before the attack against Serbia, a State Department official said in so many words that they were not going to permit the Serbs to reach an accommodation because the Serbs need some bombing and that's just what they're going to get. That's the mindset that you're dealing with here. They had that mindset with respect to the Serbs in 1999. They had that mindset with respect to the Iraqis in 2003. They had that mindset today with respect to Iran. And with every enemy that comes across our geopolitical kaleidoscope this way, you see an ever-expanding arc of crisis here. We are making enemies by the hundreds of millions of, hundreds of millions of people who once admired our country and respected it, now either fear it or have disgust for it. I agree with those who say it's more important that our country be respected than that our country be loved. I agree with that. I'd like our country to be loved and respected. But the point is, right now, we're neither loved nor respected. We're not feared. When we're pinned down and taking fire in Iraq in this war of attrition, people are looking at us and they're deciding that we're not all that, because we have all the money in the world. Well, that's not true anymore. I mean, we have fiat money. We no longer have legitimate money. But we had all this power and all this military might, and in order to make optimal use of that might, you have to have intelligent statesmanship, and we don't have any of that. And so people are alarmed by what our government does, but they don't respect our country and they don't fear us. And we're creating, once again, every passing week, another several hundred million enemies in a region of the world and among a religion in which people can be persuaded that death is not defeat, and can be persuaded to become jihadists who would be perfectly willing to die as long as they take some Americans with them.
Well,
so
know,
nothing good can come of that.
Well, you know, really, if you go back, you know, 15 years ago, there were not that many jihadists in the world.
No.
There was a handful of them in the Muslim Brotherhood. There was a handful of them in Saudi Arabia. But there was very little of this radical Islamic movement. It didn't appeal to most people. And then, of course, the United States government began recruiting the Mujahideen to fight in Afghanistan. And the CIA indoctrinated them in this radical form of Islam, saying they'd be better fighters if they really believed it was wonderful to die for Allah and all of this. And then we spent some $51 million, USAID, on textbooks to indoctrinate the youth of Afghanistan and Pakistan and the Madras schools in this radical form of Islam. And then there was funding for the Muslim Brotherhood, and then there was funding for Al-Qaeda. In fact, in 2001, shortly after the 9/11 attack, President Bush gave a speech on the 20th of September, and you can still pull it down on his website, where he said the United States is the largest funder of a provider of humanitarian aid for Afghanistan in the world, the largest provider of humanitarian aid. Well, humanitarian aid for Afghanistan was the Taliban. Why were we funding the Taliban that was giving sanctuary to the wicked Osama bin Laden and his al-Qaeda henchmen? That doesn't make sense. And we were giving it right up until the September 11th attack, despite the fact that we had already cited Osama bin Laden as being responsible for the bombing of the American embassy in Kenya and in Tanzania in 1998, and the bombing of the coal in the year 2000. Why would we be funding the people who gave sanctuary to the wicked Osama bin Laden unless none of this is really true?
Yeah, there was a similar dynamic, of course, with the regime in Iraq run by Saddam Hussein. I mean, it was very extravagantly funded by Washington from 1979 till 1991, literally up until the eve, actually until after the beginning of the 1991 Gulf War. Saddam Hussein's regime was receiving material and financial aid from Washington. And the first President Bush signed an executive order, what they called a National Security Directive, in 1989. Remember this, 1989, that was after the end of the Iran-Iraq War. President George H.W. Bush signed this executive decree saying that it was in the national interest of the United States to provide military assistance, hardware, and technology, as well as money, to Saddam Hussein's regime. This is 2 years after Iraq attacked the USS Stark and killed 37 American servicemen. And this is a year after, almost better than a year after, the end of the Iran-Iraq War. So there was no strategic rationale for doing so. But they were still propping up this government that had received all kinds of money through the relatively obscure back channel of the, I believe it's called the Commercial Credit Corporation and the Department of Agriculture. They find the most bizarre ways of getting money into the hands of the people to work for them. And that, of course, was a series of accounts that was funded through this equally obscure branch of the Banco Lavoro in Atlanta. And Christopher Drogul, the fellow who was managing those accounts, ended up going to prison for doing something that was the formal policy of the United States government, to wit, providing money so that Saddam Hussein could purchase weapons and material for his war machine. And as late as the mid-1980s, Mr. Hussein was receiving live chemical weapons cultures from the United States and working as well with Soviet technicians from Biopreparat to be building his chemical and biological warfare program. So he was somebody who was in every way, every conceivable way, an asset of this power elite. He was somebody who was on a very chummy basis, working relationship with highly placed people in the first Bush administration and people in the permanent power elite. He, for instance, had several accounts open with Kissinger Associates. And one of the people, the Kissinger Associates, this lobbying and matchmaking firm that Henry Kissinger set up in the 1980s, who helped Saddam Hussein build up his arsenal, was a fellow by the name of L. Paul Jerry Bremer, who went on to become the civilian proconsul in the immediate aftermath of the occupation of Iraq. He ruled in Baghdad for a year after Saddam Hussein was removed, and it was by way of Jerry Bremer that you saw billions and billions of dollars, you know, freshly printed greenbacks that were shrink-wrapped on pallets and sent over in cargo planes, distributed to the people who are now shooting at American soldiers. They were literally handing out bricks of cash out the back of flatbed trucks into the hands of the Sunni insurgents who are now going out with weapons that they got from David Petraeus, the heroic general, the military messiah, the fellow who was training the Iraqi security forces in 2003-2004. 190,000 weapons went missing under David Petraeus' watch. They're in the hands of people who were killing American soldiers. They received money from L. Paul Bremer's buddies of the Federal Reserve, and they're using this to conduct war against American soldiers who shouldn't be there. That's how this thing works out. It's like the sort of nonsense my Aztec ancestors used to practice. They used to have a ritual called the Flower War, where they would stage these elaborate bloody pageants that were basically fixed wars between the Aztecs and the tribe they wanted to conquer. The Aztecs would approach the tribal leadership of the rival society and say, look, we want to have a war, but we don't want to kill anybody. We want to capture your armies and feed them to our pagan, they didn't say pagan, but that's the substance of it, feed them on the altars of Huitzilopochtli. So what we want to do is we want you to lead your armies out into the battlefield, then surrender them without fighting, and in exchange we'll set you up for life as a pampered and privileged asset. And that's what they do. These other tribal leaders would lead their armies onto the battlefield. They'd surrender their troops without fighting. Their troops would be fed by the Aztec priests into the maw of Huitzilopochtli. And that's how the Aztec Empire built itself. Well, the same kind of nonsense is going on right now. The biggest difference is that our rulers are leading our troops into the meat grinder. You know, they're taking usually pretty decent, patriotic, public-spirited young men and women, many of them fathers, many of them mothers, for heaven's sake, and they're putting them into situations like what we see developing right now in this bloody slog of a war of attrition in Baghdad, where they're being shot at by people who were funded and armed by our own government. And they want to do the same thing with Iran. It is offensive on so many levels that really the mind cannot comprehend what's going on.
Well, you know, when you talk about that, it reminds me, of course, what's going on in Afghanistan today, where our boys are fighting the Taliban. But the thing is, of course, who's funding the Taliban? Why, they're being funded by the Pakistani intelligence. And who's funding the Pakistani intelligence? Why, of course, it's the Pakistani government. And who's funding the Pakistani government? Why, your tax money.
Exactly.
And then you go into Vietnam, and I mean, who funded the Viet Cong? Well, of course, we were funding the Russians. The Russians were funding the North Vietnamese. The North Vietnamese were funding the Viet Cong. We're killing our boys in the rice paddies in villages of South Vietnam. And of course, when Professor Sutton, who was a friend of mine, Anthony Sutton, told that story to the Republican Platform Committee in 1992 at their convention, Republican convention, he became a non-person. He was he got back to Hoover Institute, that great paragon of conservatism at Stanford University. His name was gone from the door of his office. His telephone was disconnected. They put him down in the basement behind some of the big heaters down there, where he had to remain until his contract was up, and then they blacklisted him so he could never get another job at any university. Why? Because the last thing they wanted was for the American people to find out that we financed the Viet Cong, who killed our boys, as we're financing the Taliban, who are killing our boys, as we funded the Iraqis, who are killing our boys. It's like deja vu all over again. And when did the American people begin to connect the dots?
I would hope that they would do so before we end up in a war with Iran. There's a former CIA officer, and unlike a lot of people who work for the CIA, usually the intelligence analysts at the CIA do a pretty good job. It's the policymakers that I have a hard time with at the CIA, as well as some of the field operatives. I mean, the director of operations basically is involved in a lot of the business we were just describing here, in terms of propping up foreign enemies and setting up situations that end up becoming huge tragedies for everybody. But the analysts at the CIA tend to be pretty good. Philip Giraldi is a former intelligence analyst at the CIA, and he's outlined a really horrifying worst-case scenario for what could happen if we end up in a war with Iran. And what it amounts to would be basically a type of expanding ripple effect where you could actually have a nuclear exchange on the subcontinent between our good friends in Pakistan, which is a nuclear-armed, fundamentalist, jihad-supporting Islamic State, a military junta running a fundamentalist, jihad-friendly Islamic State, and India. And once again, the mind reels to imagine what would happen if he had a nuclear exchange in the subcontinent. We almost had one about a decade ago. They came really close to going to the mattresses, so to speak, in 1998. And if we end up with a situation where we get bogged down in a war against Iran, because Iran does have the means of retaliating, they can cut off the lengthy and very vulnerable supply chain that is supporting our troops in Iraq. We've faced the prospect of losing an entire army there. We get backed into a corner. The Bush administration's already said it would be willing to nuke Iran. If that happens, God help us all.
Amen to that. Well, we're out of time. William, it's always a pleasure to have you. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks so much.
Bye-bye. We'll be right back in just a moment.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, another protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
I don't mind that I'm getting older, but my wrinkles made me too nervous to smile. It was those fine lines that formed around my cheeks and mouth, and those crow's feet over by my eyes. People were starting to think I looked unhappy, but really I was just embarrassed by those wrinkles. Then I heard about a product called Tautinol. Tautinol is a serum that goes directly on the skin to support collagen and reduce the appearance of wrinkles. And it works. I'm not afraid to smile anymore. Now it's your turn. Today you can get a full bottle of Tautinol. You don't need a prescription, and you don't need surgery to reduce the appearance of those wrinkles. See what Tautinol can do for you and your confidence. It sure gave me something to smile about.
For your risk-free bottle of Tautinol, call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152. Tautinol is the non-invasive way to reduce the appearance of wrinkles. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-894-5152. That's 1-800-894-5152.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and I hope you enjoyed our talk with William Gregg. I know I always enjoy him a great deal. And then, of course, we certainly want to remind you, Radio Liberty is primarily listener-supported, and we really depend upon those of you who agree with us to help us. It's 5 hours every day. We're on radio somewhere in America. You can listen to our Internet programs on the several, actually, three different networks, but you can hear at least 4 hours a day. by going to my website, radioliberty.com. And, of course, you'll be able to listen there to our radio interviews, and we do 4 hours of live radio there. You'll be able to listen to that streaming live to our satellite, Telstar 5. And please tell others about our programs. Encourage them to listen. If you have not made arrangements for yourself to protect yourself and your family, let me suggest the DVD we're offering now called Sheltering in Place. Let's imagine there was a nuclear, chemical, or biological attack. What would you do? Would you rush out in the street and wave your arms and yell and scream, or would you know exactly what to do? Well, that's what this great DVD does, and, you know, it's not that expensive. It's very, very straightforward. We have a great new four-tape set, or four-CD set, on civil defense with a two-hour interview with Wayne LeBaron, who really was the source of information for the DVD, Sheltering in Place. Although a lot of other great information. If you'd like, of course, to get the book, the Nuclear War Survival Skills, and, of course, if you get the book, and it was actually published initially by the Department of Defense, why, of course, you could get then an addition, a kit for, I think it's $10, that shows you how to make a radiation meter. It's a lot cheaper than the $225 ones that you can actually buy up on the Internet. But you'll have to put a little time in to do it. But, I mean, it's a great thing to be able to have, or at least have the information and the equipment, because everything's in the kit but the can that you need to put it together. Of course, then we have the book, Making the Best of Basics. So let me suggest a four-tape set or four-CD set on civil defense, or the DVD and Sheltering in Place, or the book, Nuclear War Survival Skills, and without the kit. So you can build yourself a radiation meter. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, that we don't know what's going to happen, and I hope and pray nothing ever does happen. But if you're not prepared, why, you're going to be in a terrible straits. And once this thing comes down, you're not going to have another chance. If you have not yet got your emergency food or your emergency supplies, your water filters, we provide all of those things. If you'd like to get one of our emergency catalogs, emergency food catalog, we'd be glad to send it, but don't put off doing something. I mean, certainly we see the price of gold and silver really going up dramatically this week. This is a prelude to something. I don't know what it is, but believe me, when gold and silver go up, it's like the canary in the mine shaft, and, well, the canary just dropped over dead this few days ago. Gold has gone up dramatically here within this last week. Something big is afoot. Make your preparations. And understand, behind everything is our powerful spiritual forces. Truly Luciferian forces. There really are people out there who believe that we worship the wrong God. They believe there's another God, and his name is Lucifer. And you need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talk on the forbidden secret. You need to get the four-tape or CD set, The Secret Behind the Secret. You need to get the award-winning DVDs, The Secret Mystery of America's Beginnings, or Riddles in Stone. And, of course, we have another DVD that we made with Chris Pinto, The Atlantis Connection. Why Atlantis? Because there are many people who believe that America is to be the new lost Atlantis, that's to lead the world into the new world order, the new world religion, the new world leader. And behind this, demonic and Luciferian spiritual forces that are guiding people, some knowingly and some unknowingly. Well, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, but please pray for Radio Liberty. Don't forget our special all-day seminar on the 28th of October, and if you can get there, please do. Our number, 1-800-544-8927.
Producing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to...
Yes, are you all set?
No, we're coming through. The Berkey light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful, it purifies raw, untreated water. water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the Advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And, of course, we want to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, sponsors, supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and... Well, of course, we hope that you'll actually give us a call, because it's going to be open lines. We suddenly find that our scheduled guest was supposed to cancel and didn't get canceled with us, so it's going to be your views as well as mine. And we'd like to know how you feel about the things that we've been usually talk about here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295. So give us a call, and we'll look forward to having you with us. Now, I wonder how many of you, of course, remember what those of you who heard the last hour's program and what William Gill was talking about. William Gregg was talking about the fact that the Iraqi government had offered actually to surrender, before we ever attacked back in 2003. And those of you who are regular readers of the Radio Liberty newsletter will recall, and you can actually pull this down off the internet, that in January of 2006, we carried an article that went into the whole background of the fact that the Iraqis had tried to surrender and Saddam Hussein had offered to go to a foreign country. Now, just recently, suddenly Alex Jones and a few of the others have come up with what we were writing about a year and a half ago. So let me suggest you go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, and that's the January 2006 newsletter. And this appears on page 3 of the newsletter. Pull it down, copy it, read it through several times. And if you want to know what's really going on, many times we'll find us on the cutting edge of issues. Of course, sometimes other people will get away ahead of us. But basically, back in January of 2006, we wrote this. And incidentally, if you're out there in the listening audience, we would love to hear from you. Because it's open lines and we have nothing prepared at all. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But this is what we wrote a year and a half ago. Michael Maloff was the senior security policy analyst in the Defense Department during the months that led up to the United States attack on Iraq, and he was privy to the secret diplomacy that took place during that period of time. Now, shortly before the onset of hostilities between the United States and Iraq, a Syrian official contacted the United States and told them that Iraq was prepared to surrender. Michael Maloff transmitted the information to the Bush administration officials and discussed their response in a recent article in the Washington Times. Incidentally, we have that article. We'll make copies available to any of you who would like to challenge what we're saying. Now, and I'm just quoting from the article. Debate over intelligence manipulation by the Bush administration to justify U.S. actions in Iraq in March 2003 needs to be focused directly on the intelligence organizations. At the 11th hour, U.S. intelligence officials brushed off Iraq's unconditional terms for peace to avert U.S. attack. Iraq's 6 unconditional terms were channeled through this writer, that's Michael Maloff, to the United States Defense Department policymakers, and the terms were full support for the American Arab-Israeli peace of process, support for U.S. strategic interests in the region, the priority for the United States as far as Iraqi's oil. Elections within 2 years under UN auspices, disarmament, a direct U.S. involvement in disarming Iraq, and full cooperation for the war on terror. And they were willing, of course, to let us take our troops in. We didn't have to fight to get in. We could have been there. They would have had a structure of government. Our leaders wanted a terrible and bloody war, and they got it.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn the secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Hi, this is Jeff Rentz, and if you're interested in suppressed and natural cures and rare exotic remedies, this may be the most important message you'll hear for a long time. There's an opportunity right now for a limited number of listeners to acquire an amazing, blacklisted, naturally occurring compound with very unusual ionic properties. In fact, it's considered the single most important remedy in all of Ayurvedic medicine. Medical studies have been conducted abroad on the effects this rare mineral-like compound has on energy, diabetes, tumors, ulcers, memory, and brain function, not to mention reproductive health, exercise recovery, and arthritis. Because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made. However, it's still quite legal to own this compound. And the best part? My listeners pay nothing down. Simply go to blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Or call 815-259-4552. That's 815-259-4552 for details.
I'm not here. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, because we're going to have open lines because our regularly scheduled guest was unavailable. So we'd love to hear from you if you have something you'd like to talk about, because I've got absolutely nothing to talk about and nothing prepared. But we were simply talking about how the Iraqis were prepared to surrender before the attack. But our leaders did not want a surrender. They wanted a bloody and terrible war, and that's exactly what we've got now. Let me suggest you go back and read my January 2006 newsletter. You can find it on the Internet. That's January 2006 Radio Liberty Letter, page 3, at www.radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. And we'll give you the references if you want the article out of the Washington Times that covers part of this. We'll be glad to get it for you. And in addition, of course, the latest news, which everybody is really excited about, is the fact that Saddam Hussein had offered to leave Iraq before we attacked. And he would have left and, of course, turned the country over to us. But that isn't what our leaders wanted. There really are people who cherish the idea of horror and brutality and the carnage of war. Well, let me read to you from the Wikipedia article that I quoted. In late October of 2005, the son of Sheikh Zayed bin Sultan Nahum, the late president of the United Arab Emirates, stated that Saddam Hussein had in fact accepted the offer of exile in that country. Under the deal, Saddam and his family would have fled, been granted immunity from prosecution, and elections would have been held in Iraq within 6 months under the United Nations and Arab League auspices. However, according to the Sultan, the Arab League did not bring up the issue at their emergency summit, citing rules preventing interferences in the affairs of their member states, thus preventing it from being accepted. But anonymous officials in the UAE have confirmed that report. In other words, Saddam was ready to leave, and pressure was obviously brought to bear because there were people in our government who did not want a peaceful solution. Now, this is very much a repetition of a story that Bob Woodward tells. And as I remember, it's in a book called Six Presidents, and it could be five or seven, but I think the title is Six Presidents. And it tells about a meeting that was held in 1990 in the Oval Office, and Bob Woodward talks about the people who were there. And as I remember, of course, there was the president, George Herbert Walker Bush. There was James Baker III, there was Prince Scowcroft, and Colin Powell. And of course, James Baker III wanted to go into Iraq at that time. Of course, Iraq had invaded Kuwait, and there was talk of America attacking, the forces, Saddam's forces in Kuwait. People don't remember, of course, that the United States had encouraged Saddam to attack Kuwait, and they don't remember that Saddam had gone to the American ambassador, a woman named April Gillespie, and said, you know, how would the Americans feel about my attacking Kuwait? They're stealing our oil. There's an area between Kuwait and Iraq, and of course they're oblique drilling there. They're stealing our oil, and they won't stop, and the only thing I can do is use military force. How would the United States and states feel about that? And April Gillespie had told Saddam, for all intents and purposes, to go ahead. We didn't care anything about the relationships between Iraq and Kuwait. And if you want to verify what I'm saying, why, of course, the article appears in the Washington Post. We'd be glad to send you an article about it, going into the background of how we'd financed Saddam Hussein, how we'd provided him with the material to build his chemical and nuclear weapons, how we'd helped him when he was using poison gas against the Iranians, how we'd given him the material to build the chemical weapons that he used to kill over 100,000 Iraqis. It's all there in the article and from really many other sources. But anyway, of course, by this time in question, why, of course, Saddam has moved into Kuwait. And James Baker III, according to Bob Woodward, wanted, of course, to go directly over to see Saddam and tell him to get his troops out of Kuwait. And, of course, tell him that if he did not get his troops out of Kuwait, there'd be terrible consequences. And I believe it was Colin Powell that went along with that suggestion. And, of course, President George Herbert Walker Bush said, no, you cannot go. We have to have this war. We have to have this war. And as I read those words, I mean, what was he talking about? They're talking about 1990. We have to have this war. And how many people died? We only lost 100 of our troops then. But, of course, the Iraqis lost somewhere between 70 and 80,000 when we trapped them. A column of retreating, and it was of no threat to America. They were trying to get home, and we blocked the column, as it's known as the Highway of Death. And then it was a turkey shoot. We went in there with our planes, and we strafed and bombed, and we slaughtered about 70 to 80,000 Iraqis. I mean, it was a terrible and inhumane thing to do, and if there were war crimes, trials, why? I mean, there'd be many of our military officers who would stand trial, but they were simply carrying out orders that had come from our own government. These people were ready. They were trying to get home. They wanted to get home to their wives and to their children. And, of course, they had no way of getting off the Highway of Death. Americans never hear about that, but please go up on the Internet and verify what I'm telling you. You can certainly Google in Highway of Death and read the story of what happened in Kuwait at that time, as the Iraqis were in wild retreat trying to get home. These are not hardened. troops, these were people, you know, these were not the Republican Guard. These were the people that had been forced into service. The Republican Guard, we didn't go after. We went after the recruits, the innocent people who, of course, had forced into service by Saddam Hussein. And we slaughtered 70,000 to 80,000. But the fact that most Americans have never heard that simply reflects the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. And then, of course, after that, of course, had we gone in and taken Saddam Hussein out at the time, and we could have our tanks and our columns had begun to move into Iraq, and then the order came from the White House, you will pull everything back. You will not go to Baghdad. You will not, depose Saddam Hussein. We left him in power for another 12 years from 1991 up until 2003 when we attacked. And you have to ask yourself why, but I would like to suggest that everything points out that there is a cosmic calendar, and I've talked to people involved in the occult who have told me that there is a cosmic calendar and that the people who involved with the beings from the other dimension have been told pretty well the timetable as things have been unfolding. And are they telling the truth? Well, I tend to think they are. We will never know, but I believe that there certainly are spiritual forces at work here that are intent upon dragging America into a terrible perhaps even genocidal war with Iran. Well, I will tell you right now that everybody in Iran is frightened to death. They know the attack is coming, and there's nothing they can do about it. There's no way to protect their wives and their children. They're totally susceptible. They have no defense against the American Air Force that's going to be coming in against the cruise missiles and the Tomahawk missiles and the bombs that are going to be used to destroy their nuclear sites. But I fear that an awful lot of civilians are going to lose their lives. And where is the outcry from our religious leaders saying, what's the justification for going in there and slaughtering the Iranians? They're not our enemy. Most Iranians don't want a war. Most Iranians traditionally have supported America. They don't even necessarily like the Ayatollahs. But the Ayatollahs are in power because your CIA brought them to power back in 1979. Remember, the American government toppled Premier Mossadegh, who was democratically elected by the Iranian people in 1953, and we arranged for him to be overthrown. And you can check this out on the Internet, or we'll send you articles. Certainly, Professor Quigley writes about this in his book, Tragedy and Hope, A History of the World in Our Time, and how the CIA employed a man named Colonel Schwarzkopf, whose son, a generation later, Norman Schwarzkopf, led the American troops, of course, in their first Gulf War. But, of course, it was Colonel Schwarzkopf who arranged for the overthrow of Premier Mossadegh in 1953, and then we brought the Shah of Iran to power. And the Shah of Iran, of course, was kept in power by a group called the Secret Police, the Shah's Secret Police, and they were a brutal and totalitarian and evil and violent and crass group of people who were trained by the American Central Intelligence Agency, and their job was to keep the Shah in power. And he was an autocratic ruler. In some ways, he did good things, but, Chris, when you have a secret police like that, trained by the Central Intelligence Agency in terror and in torture, why, of course, he became very unpopular. And there were many, many people who certainly opposed the Shah simply because of the atrocities carried out by the Shah's secret police. And then in 1979, the American CIA arranged for the Shah's overthrow. And when you read the story of what happened at that time, and, of course, how the American government insisted that the Shah released the political prisoners from jail, they blocked him from buying weapons anywhere, they had their agents over there undercutting him, and they were supporting the Ayatollah Khomeini, who was living in Paris. And then when, of course, the American ambassador went to see the Shah and said, you will leave your country tomorrow. We ordered him to leave. He left. And, of course, then we brought the Ayatollah Khomeini to power. And, of course, to secure his control of the people, why, he simply took the CIA-controlled Shah's secret police, and now that we call them the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. the Iranian Revolutionary Guard, which has recently been branded as a terrorist organization by our intelligence agency and our elected legislature, was, of course, the Shah secret police, trained by the CIA. And I would like to suggest nothing as it appears to be. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We have nothing prepared. We would love to hear from you right here at Radio Liberty.
Ted Anderson from Midas. September 28, 2007, gold 742-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $7.65, $377.20 for half, $188.60 for quarter. That's $7.65, $377.20, and $188.60. Hedge funds cut in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Roy Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Oh, those summer nights and those summer electric bills. How would you like to save money this summer on your electric bill and sleep better than ever? Well, now you can with the Bedfan personal cooling system. The Bedfan will allow you to raise your thermostat several degrees and still sleep cool. This works by delivering a gentle breeze between your sheets, thus keeping your body cool and comfortable. Doug from Austin, Texas writes,
I like it to be very cold while sleeping. Since purchasing the Bedfan, I've been able to turn the thermostat up from 68 to 78 degrees, and I've never been more comfortable. My electric bill this month compared to the same month last year is over 27% lower. I couldn't be happier with your product.
Maybe it is time you started thinking about trying the Bedfan personal cooling system. If you're a hot sleeper, you will love it. If you want to lower your electric bill, you will love it too. Go to Bedfan.com and try the remarkable Bedfan yourself. That's bedfan.com or call 210-632-8280. That's 210-632-8280. The Bedfan is on sale for a limited time, so don't delay. Remember, bedfan.com or 210-632-8280.
Hi, my name's Don Wiskin, and for over 7 years I've been telling people about Cartavite. Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries, they help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and of course our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we would love to hear from you. We just open lines in the afternoon here. So 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we've got June calling from Monterey. Hi, June. How are you doing? Oh, there we are. Hi, June. How are you doing?
Good. My husband and I really enjoy your program, and he's ordered a couple of your books, which are great. Yesterday, we really enjoyed you talking with the doctor on the aspartame and all of these chemicals and that. And we're just wondering, with some of this old-fashioned wisdom that both of you had, is there anyone in this area that you can go to for personal advice when you know that the advice you're getting from current doctors is you're a guinea pig? We didn't know if you still give advice?
No, I don't give advice. And besides that, I was an orthopedic surgeon, and there still is a very important place for traditional medicine.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a place for alternative medicine. And, Chris, what you really need to do is, Chris, is to, get both of them. I mean, you certainly should have a good family doctor, but you need somebody who is well-versed in alternative medicine. And so we could actually give you a couple of names. We'd be glad to give them off the air. Or even hang on, and I could think of you, and we could put you in touch with our producer, get your telephone number, and I'll call you off the air and give you the names of several people. And there's a few doctors around who actually bridge that gap between traditional medicine and alternative medicine, which I did when I practiced. And I'll tell you, you leave yourself open for criticism, but when I went into medicine, well, we were never supposed to say anything good about chiropractors because they were all quacks. Well, I don't believe that at all. I believe some of them are very sincere, and I believe that sometimes their therapy and manipulation can help people that I couldn't help as a surgeon.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and the same thing is true with many of the other modalities, and certainly is so true with so many of the things going on today. Your doctor will tell you that you should get vaccinated for the influenza. And I would ask him, where are the studies that show that it is going to help?
Mm-hmm.
And when they tell you that, 36,000 people are going to die of influenza, they're simply lying.
Mm-hmm.
And there are no studies that show that it significantly decreases the morbidity or mortality in either the elderly or the very young. But I will tell you that the mercury that's in the influenza vaccine has a disastrous effect on the elderly. And this is one reason why the incidence of Alzheimer's disease is increasing so rapidly. And it has a disastrous effect on the very young, and it's given to pregnant women. Why would you give a vaccine laden with thimerosal, with mercury, to a pregnant woman during the first trimester of pregnancy? Why would you give it to a six-month-old and an eight-month-old child and give it on a yearly basis when it's going to do the maximum amount of damage? And they know how toxic the mercury is because the CDC has statistics, and I've talked to Dr. Guile, who is the only person who's ever seen the CDC database, and believe me, even though we pay for money, they say it's secret, we can't let that out, you know, that's proprietary information. But there was a 27 times difference between the children who got the thimerosal-laden vaccines and those who didn't. There were large, very large series, 27 times more autism in the children who got the mercury-laden vaccines, and the CDC knows that. But they think that if they told the American people, we wouldn't trust them.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you something, we should not trust them because there's some evil and wicked people there.
Yeah, and these statin drugs with the older people. We've got a sister-in-law that now is in terrible pain, and they finally took her off statin drugs.
Well, that's a good thing. We have a great four-tape set on statin drugs and a great book on statin. Very, very straightforward, very simple, but it's accurate. I mean, most of this is just a total scam, and the only thing it's good for is the bottom line of the drug companies.
Yes.
And, Sydney, if you'd like to get that four-tape set or get the book, or simply get her off of statin drugs, that's the first thing you want to do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I'll tell you what we're going to do, June. We're going to, of course, when we go to the break here, I'll put you in touch with the producer, and I'll get your number. And I do have the names of a couple of doctors who do bridge between regular medicine and alternative medicine, because you don't want to turn your back entirely on traditional medicine. There's a very definite place for it. I mean, some of the surgery that is done today in the heart and some of the surgery that's done orthopedically and so, I mean, these are just amazing procedures.
Yeah, my husband had a hip replacement. He's
a wonderful procedure.
Yeah, it is. He's walking again and that. But, you know, as far as his immune system and nursing him back to health and all of that, we were really using a lot more alternative medicine around to do that rather than getting on, you know, all of these drugs. And
have you read Dr. Russell Blaylock's wonderful book, health and nutrition secrets that can save your life. That is a must for anybody who really wants to know what's going on.
Okay. Oh, thank you very much.
All right, fine. I'm going to put you on hold.
Okay.
And
okay.
So you talk to Barbara there. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we'll be back in just a moment.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay in MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1-month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $22.95 plus shipping, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call them at 1-800-317-9547. That's 1-800-317-9547. Call today.
Everything we need. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And we do not have anything prepared. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'd love to hear from you if you have something you'd like to talk about. But really, of course, what burdens me more than anything is the realization that in all probability we are going to war with Iran. And I think most people are more concerned about all the new serials that are going to begin coming onto television, and, of course, what's happening with football, than the fact that millions of people may die in Iran as a direct result of the crass indifference of the American people. And I talk to Christians who tell me that this somehow is a just war because these people are Muslims. And And yet, of course, you look back, of course, 15 years, were you concerned about the Muslims? Were they a threat to America at that time? And I'd like to suggest they were not a threat to America, and they are not a threat to America now. In fact, the only real threat we have has been produced by this American Central Intelligence Agency that has been funding the radical Islamic movement since they began organizing it back in early 1980. Under the direction of Zbigniew Brzezinski, who, of course, is one of the consultants for David Rockefeller and the man who created the Trilateral Commission, which is truly the invisible government of the world. Well, of course, it was then, of course, today now, so many people will justify a war with Iran. Well, my goodness, they might build nuclear weapons. Well, but then Pakistan has nuclear weapons. Why are we concerned about Pakistan? Certainly, Israel has nuclear weapons. Why are we concerned about Israel's nuclear weapons? India has built nuclear weapons and violated the terms of the international treaty on nuclear things, and we're not concerned about that. We're not concerned about China and Russia having nuclear weapons. We certainly don't to be concerned about North Korea having weak nuclear weapons, and North Korea has threatened to nuke Los Angeles and nuke, you know, the cities along the West Coast. Now, if you're living in the East, you're probably not worried about that, but I would hate to have cities along the West Coast nuked. But people say, well, you know, of course, our government knows what they're doing. No, they're very, very selective. So there's much more of a threat from Korea than there ever was from Iran. Iran is not foolish enough to want to attack the United States, and yet the North Koreans have threatened to attack the United States. And what have we done? Why, we've, of course, given them oil, and we've given them food, and we've allowed them to counterfeit our money. We're doing everything we can to keep the radical communist government in power in North Korea, and we have since going back to the time of the Korean War. And you only need, of course, to go back and read the book written by General MacArthur. It's called Reminiscences, and read it and find out that during the Korean War, when American boys were fighting and dying there in the frozen tundra of North Korea, why, the American Defense Department placed the 7th Fleet, the American 7th Fleet between Formosa and the mainland, between Taiwan and the mainland, not to protect Taiwan from the Chinese, but to protect the Chinese from the possible invasion from Taiwan. That released then a million-man communist army that was taken up through Mongolia and brought down to the North Korea to kill our boys. Now, why would we do something like that? And then, of course, read on. And of course, I believe we have most of these quoted in my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. But if you want, why, we can send you the pages out of MacArthur's book. It quotes General Lin Piao, who headed the Chinese army that killed so many American boys, as saying, "I would never have risked my men and my reputation and attacked the American forces if it had been guaranteed that Washington would restrain General MacArthur from taking action against me." And we have funded the North Koreans ever since then, indirectly, and just exactly as we are funding. And we funded Robert Mugabe, who is the brutal communist dictator who rules Rhodesia today and is oppressing the people, just as we have funded the people in Russia since the very inception of communism. And if you have not yet read my pamphlet, it's entitled The Communist Capitalist Alliance. That's the Communist Capitalist Alliance. You need to get it. It's inexpensive. You can get large numbers of them at a very low cost. You need to get it. You need to read it. You need to let people understand that we've been funding communism since its inception, creating the best enemy money could buy. And if you wanted to get that little pamphlet, I telephone number 1-888-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. The pamphlet, and it's, I think, four of my newsletters, The Communist Capitalist Alliance. We funded communism just exactly the same way we are funding the The Taliban in Afghanistan today who are killing our boys in the same manner that we funded the and gave the weapons to the Sunnis who are killing our boys in Iraq. And remember, of course, when General Petraeus was the commander, of the Iraqi forces in training there in Iraq in 2003 and 2004, and over 190,000 weapons, 190,000 automatic weapons and pistols disappeared, and most of those ended up in the hands of the people who are killing the American boys today in Saudi Arabia, in Iraq. Well, let's go to Dave, who's calling from Illinois. Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
I'm doing just great. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. Should the Bush administration attack...
No, just go ahead and speak a little louder, please.
If the Bush administration attacks Iran with bombs and so forth, does Iran have the ability to shut off the Straits of Hormuz, which would shut off Saudi oil production and their shipments to Europe and USA?
I think remember, we get very, very little of our oil from Saudi Arabia and from that part of the world. Most of our oil comes from Canada, from Mexico, from Venezuela and Nicaragua. I think we get perhaps 10% of our oil. But certainly, Iran does have the ability to at least wreak havoc there with certain of the port facilities. And there could be some very, very serious consequences. Our military planners are planning on a six-day war. But then, of course, there are many people who said, talking about the Korean War, our boys will be home by Christmas. They just never said which Christmas. And when you start a war, you never know how it's going to end up. And I would hope and pray that if we are foolish enough to start the war, that it would be over in 6 days. But I'm not certain it's going to be. And I believe that if we kill a lot of Iranians, they're going to try to kill a lot of Americans. Now, I know that's not very sportsmanlike on their part. I mean, they should simply allow us to kill their people, and they should just take that, and without reprisal. But there's some people who believe in an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, and there are 1.25 billion Muslims out there, and more of them are coming to hate Americans every day. And if we attack Iran, maybe they don't necessarily like the Shia form of the Muslim faith, but many of them are going to say we may be next. And if we attack Iran, we could very well see the overthrow of the existing government in Pakistan and in Turkey and in Saudi Arabia and in Dubai and in Egypt, and we could open up a can of worms. We could be bogged down for the next 20 to 50 years in a war in that area, which will bankrupt America both financially and certainly and morally. And my concern is, yes, in answer to your question, yes, I think the Iranians could certainly disrupt the flow of oil through the Straits of Hormuz. And they have a number of very small, very fast boats armed with some very destructive weapons, and they might lose 50 or 75 of them. But one of those might get through and take out an American cruiser or an American aircraft carrier, and then what would happen? So, I think that you never want to start a war because you never know how it's going to end. Anything else, Dave?
Oh, wow. As I understand it, in the Cold War, the Soviets had like sleeper cells in the U.S. that should they have to, they blew up, dynamite bridges and other nasty things.
Well, of course, Dave, you see, you're thinking like you're supposed to think. We have financed communism since its inception. Every communist cell in the United States was infiltrated by the FBI or one of our other intelligence agencies. The entire communist movement here in the United States was funded by the large tax-exempt foundations, Rockefeller, Carnegie, Ford. And this is always the way that it was, just exactly as they had infiltrated all the Aryan Brotherhood organizations and these various Christian identity movements and the mafia. They were all infiltrated, and it's simply the terrorist movement, that all of these terrorist cells that were operating, Muslim terrorist cells operating in this country before even the first attack on the World Trade Center back in 1993. They were all infiltrated by government agents. We have a wonderful video. It's called Jihad in America. It shows a film footage shot in 1988 where, let's see, his name was Azam. he was the man who formed Al-Qaeda. He was talking in Oklahoma City, and he was actually talking about the revolution here in America that was being funded, filmed, I'm sure, by the CIA. They had pictures of the terrorist training camps in upstate New York in 1989. They had infiltrated the entire terrorist organization, but they can't tell the American people that. They can't tell the American people that they knew about the attack on the World Trade Center. And they had a man there who was going to build a bomb that wouldn't go off, and they fired him. His name was Salem. We've got the article out of the New York Times where he told this story. And, of course, they wanted this sort of thing to happen. This is the tragedy. You've got to have an enemy. You've got to rally the people against those wicked Muslim terrorists who threaten us. And yet, of course, all of their organizations were infiltrated. The blind Sikh, Rahman, what was his name, Abdul Rahman, or... anyway, he was the blind Sikh. He was brought to this country by the CIA. That's covered in a book called Unholy Wars by James Cooley, written in 1999. We brought these radicals into the United States. We even allowed al-Zawahiri, the number two man from al-Qaeda, to come to the United States in 1995 and to travel through this country, making contacts and collecting money for al-Qaeda. Why would you do something like that when this man's wanted for murder in Egypt? These are the stories you're never going to hear. And so, believe me, of course, if there were any communist cells in the United States during the Cold War, you can be sure they were infiltrated by the FBI.
Okay, that's all I had.
Okay, fine. Anything else?
No, that's okay.
All right, fine. Thanks very much. Let's go to Rick, who's calling from Texas. And again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. That's 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Hi, Rick. How you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Have you seen what the dollar's done today?
Well, I saw what gold and silver did. Tell me what the dollar did today.
It's below even 78.
It is. Well, I knew something big had to be out there when I saw that the gold had closed at 745 or 744, and apparently it even closed someplace at $750 an ounce. So, obviously, when gold and silver start to run, why the dollar is losing its value. And, of course, what people don't understand is this is part of the plan, to steal from the American people the value of everything they've worked their whole lives for, their pensions, their insurance companies, or their bonds, or their annuities, their bank deposits, their CDs. And people don't understand that you may have $1,000 or $1 million in the bank, but it may only buy you a loaf of bread, and it might not even buy you that before long.
Well, I've got access to a brokerage ticker, and it shows the high and the low of the day, and it was down, the swing, or it was down like half a point in one day.
You're talking about the dollar now.
Yeah.
Down, because it was at 78, and now it got below 78?
Yeah, well, last time I saw it, it was way below 78. It's like around 77, even less than 77.50.
I think the average American, Rick, doesn't understand the implications of what's happening. You're seeing the collapse of the American monetary system, and that's what my last couple of newsletters are. Certainly, we just mailed a newsletter today. We'll have another one ready to go in a few days. That's the July newsletter. Everybody should read. And, of course, the August newsletter will be available in a few days. It'll be posted on the Internet. And the September newsletter is a real, real corker.
Mm.
So, I share your concern, and thank you for letting me know. But certainly we've already mentioned earlier that gold is screaming up. Silver was up 25 cents an ounce today. I haven't seen anything like this in about a year and a half. And the fact that last time we saw it before that was back in 1980 or 79 when gold and silver went through the roof. But basically they reflect the fact that our dollar is collapsing. And they're stealing the value of the current, of the life savings of most Americans.
Do you think they're doing it on purpose?
Absolutely.
To impoverish
the American? Absolutely. The whole plan is to impoverish the American people. That's the plan that's laid out in the Earth Charter, point 10A. And if you haven't read the 10A, the Earth Charter, go up on the Internet and get it, or give us a call and we'll be glad to get a copy of it for you. Written by three of the most powerful occultists in the world today. And as one of them is a man named Mikhail Gorbachev, Marie Strong and Stephen Rockefeller. The Earth Charter is the master plan, what they refer to as the new Ten Commandments for the world. And it calls for equitable distribution of wealth between nations and within nations and between nations. How are you going to get an equitable distribution of wealth between nations? You're going to have to impoverish the American people. Sure, they know what they're doing. They just don't want the American people to know until they're living in abject poverty.
Have you actually met any of these people? You're kind of a bigwig out there in California, right? I mean, you ran for the governor one?
No, I didn't run for governor. I ran for Congress a couple of times. I've met some of these people. I've talked to them. I'm not the Rockefellers at all. I'm not in that kind of a category. But I've talked to a lot of people who've been involved in the occult. I've talked to a lot of ambassadors and generals and things like that. But most of those were pretty good people.
Really?
Yep. But of course, there are a lot of
what people like David Rockefeller and Zygmunt Brzezinski were like. If you could actually sense the evil on them.
Well, I don't know. I've never met either one of them, but I will tell you that they are both very, very evil people.
Yeah.
And just look in Brzezinski's eyes when you see a picture of him. And I'll tell you, this man knows exactly what he's doing, and of course he works with David Rockefeller and the liberals, and of course Kissinger works with Republicans, but they're both members of David Rockefeller's Trilateral Commission, and it really doesn't matter whether you're Republican or Democrat, because at the top both parties are controlled by the same people.
Well, isn't it weird how David Rockefeller was born in 1915, right around the time the Federal Reserve was enacted?
But I don't think he had much to do with it. He was pretty young at the time. Anyway, we're out of time. But thanks so much for calling, Rick, and we'll look forward to talking to you later.
But his whole lifespan has spanned this degeneration of America. That's just what's weird about it.
Well, of course, he is one of the major architects of the destruction of freedom in America. Thanks very much for calling. That was Rick from Texas, and we'll be back in just a moment. Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371 today.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned the independent test to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I always enjoy open lines. I hope you do as well. And we just were talking to Robert from Monterey, talking about the drug war. And there's no war on drugs. We have a war on drugs. And of course, we got more drugs than ever. We have a war on poverty, and we got more poverty. We have a war on cancer. Cancer's exploded. We have a war on terrorism. We got more terrorism worldwide than we ever had before. Now, when you see all of these things and you ask yourself, are we really trying to stop drugs and cancer and terrorism and poverty? And the answer is no. Every one of them is being used. If you'd like to know about the war on drugs, let me suggest one book we have. It's called Into the Buzzsaw, or at least one of the essays there is written by Gary Webb, who actually was a prize-winning Pulitzer Prize-winning reporter from the San Jose Mercury, who went into the drugs that were being used in the United States, who were being smuggled in with the full help and support of the Central Intelligence Agency. Well, of course, the CIA went after him, and they got him fired. He couldn't get a job anyplace, and he ended up committing suicide by shooting himself in the head twice to make sure he was dead. But we do have the book with his essay. It's called Into the Buzzsaw. We have the book, The Drugging America. We have the book, Defrauding America. And a 4-tape set, I believe there's 6 interviews there with various people about going into the background of the war on drugs. And there isn't a war on drugs, ladies and gentlemen. We also carry the book, Kiss the Boys Goodbye, by Monica Jensen Stevenson, who used to work for 60 Minutes. And really, she wrote a wonderful book. It was suppressed here in the United States. She moved to Canada, got the rights to the book back again, had it published up there, and somebody bought up the publisher and accidentally shredded 5,000 copies of Kiss the Boys Goodbye. But we do have the book. We bought a number of them used, and so you can get them in hardback or paperback from Radio Liberty by calling us at 1-800-544-8927, because Monica talks about how the Vietnam War was certainly far more about smuggling drugs into America than ever about defeating the communists, because we didn't defeat the communists. We let the communists win. In fact, we funded the communists all during the war. We were funding the Russians. We were funding the North Vietnamese. We were funding the Viet Cong. We were killing our boys in the rice paddies and villages of South Vietnam. And if you want a verification of that, let me suggest my pamphlet. It's called The Communist Capitalist Alliance, and you can get that by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We have a couple of great 4-tape sets. Each one contains an interview with Monica Jensen Stevenson, another aspect of her book, either the first or the second book. The second one was Spite House. Of course, they silenced that by suing the publishers so that book could never be distributed in America, and all copies were destroyed by the publisher. That is a book, of course, called called Spite House. We even have that available. So what we hope many of you want to do is get our 4-tape set, Is There a War on Drugs?, Into the Buzzsaw, Kiss the Boys Goodbye, Drugging America, Defrauding America, and then, of course, Spite House. So we do have copies of that. And we have 2 4-tape sets. One is The Men That We Left Behind, and the other is One Man Returned. Could the things we're telling you really be true? Well, of course, you have access to the Internet. You can check some of them things up there. Remember, there's a lot of lies on the Internet, but there's truth there as well. Please go to our website at RadioLiberty.com, where you can pull down our newsletters, where you can listen to our programs 9 hours a day on our feed to Telstar 5, where you can watch many of our videos, and they're free. We do hope many of you, of course, join the Radio Liberty family and help us. Don't forget about our all-day seminar on the 28th of October. That's the 28th of October. right here at the Aptos Seascape Golf Course in the North Shore of Monterey Bay. We're going to serve lunch, going to have a great time, bringing speakers from across the country. Should give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to...
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.